over this Christmas and holiday season, are you going to be taking a staycation either here in Perth or around the state? 9221182, because the Australian Hotels Association is on the front foot. It is suggesting that we take a holiday either here in the city or head out to one of the great regional destinations right across WA. Bradley Woods, AHAWA CEO, is on the line. Bradley, good afternoon.
G'day, Ollie. Hope you're having a great Monday.
I am indeed. It's hot and muggy, but it's summery and it gets you in the mood, doesn't it, Bradley, to have a bit of a holiday?
A holiday, a drink, something to eat, Ollie, and to relax. And that's exactly why we're saying that with all of the increase in the international visitors in WA, they're obviously aware of something special, and we think it's about time that West Australians got to discover their own backyard and holidayed at home this year.
Yeah, well, you and I've had this chat before, Bradley. You can get some pretty decent deals in and around the CBD, even for some of the five-star joints, from under $200 a night.
Correct, Ollie, and if you compare that to prices that you're paying for a five-night stay in Bali, ranging from sort of $1,500 up to $3,500, you can be getting a similar type deal in terms of some of the Perth five-star hotels for five nights for anywhere between $700 and $900.
And you don't have any volcanoes in your backyard that may erupt and keep you grounded or not be able to reach your destination?
No, and the food is safe. The food is fresh and seasonal, and as you said, we don't have any volcanoes. Look, Bali's a great place to holiday if you want to get away, but in the context of what we've got in our own backyard, you know, there's some fantastic specials and there's some fantastic prices out there, and some of the pricing of some of our five-star resorts and hotels and through to the regions, even if it's up to the northern suburbs or down to Frio and Mandurah, out to places like Ningaloo or down south and southwest, the prices are lower than they've been in the last 8 to 10 years. So there's some real advantages to be taken of before we start to see those prices go up again.
Yeah, 9221882. Really interested, particularly if you are thinking about having a staycation in the city. If you might live in the suburbs and think we're going to take a couple of days over the Christmas New Year period, check into one of the hotels in the city. Really interested to see if that is a growing trend, because anecdotally, Bradley Woods, you do hear that from time to time, that that's what people are thinking. Instead of getting on a plane or driving down south or driving up north, I might just have a few days in the city.
They're checking, yeah, they are, Ollie, and they're checking into a really nice four- or five-star hotel, experiencing the comfort of someone else looking after them, making the beds, looking after the room, but also getting out and trying some of our great small bars, our pubs and taverns and restaurants in the city, and not having to worry about getting a taxi home. And it's certainly another way of experiencing the inner city in a different way than you would otherwise. And so people taking three- or four-night getaways in the middle of the city is something that we've seen a growing trend of over the last couple of years. The food and beverage and quality offerings in the city continue to just keep moving ahead at a great pace, and doing a staycation in the city centre is just as much fun as what it would be sometimes going out to a resort.
All right, Bradley Woods, AHA WA CEO, appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Ollie. Have a great afternoon.